In September, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos announced major changes to how colleges and universities handle sexual assault. But long-term changes remain unclear, even 3 months after the announcement. I'm Michelle Billman, Reno Public Radio's news director, and I sat down with our reporter Jacob Solis to sort this all out. So, Jacob, back in September, Betsy DeVos issued this new guidance. How does it actually change the rules that were laid out by the Obama administration, and why?
So DeVos has said that the previous rules don't do a really good job of providing due process, especially for people who are accused of rape and might actually be innocent. Now, the data around false reporting is pretty limited, but we know it's somewhere between 2 and 10% based on different data from, say, universities or even the Justice Department. However, getting that data can be really difficult because a lot of the times those reports can be labeled false for reasons that aren't necessarily someone lying about their assault. But as to how these rules change, so the new temporary guidance is really just a 7-page question and answer document that replaces two things: a Dear Colleague letter from 2011 and a 2014 Q&A that had more specific guidelines. And, you know, it's a lot of this stuff is minutia, but the really big change here is the evidence standard, which is required by the Education Department and its Office of Civil Rights. So instead of mandating what's called preponderance of the evidence, now they're allowing either preponderance of the evidence or clear and convincing evidence.
Okay, there was a lot there. So explain that a little bit. What are those standards?
All right, so preponderance of the evidence is basically just weighing how much evidence is on either side of a case and then deciding with the side with more evidence. So it's 51% to 49%. You decide, 51% has it. Clear and convincing evidence is sort of a weird standard that's in the middle between preponderance and beyond a reasonable doubt, which is used for criminal cases. So clear and convincing evidence, all you have to do is show that it is substantially more likely that something happened than it didn't happen. But deciding that can be tricky because a lot of the times that's a pretty vague. So clear and convincing evidence has been endorsed as a standard by the American College of Trial Lawyers, but it's also been called too vague by the American Bar Association. So not a ton of consensus other than a general agreement that preponderance probably isn't due process enough.
How are colleges and universities responding to the change?
So very carefully. UNR is in a bit of a unique position because from a Title IX perspective, not much has really changed since the introduction of the Dear Colleague letter because there wasn't really much to change. I mean, they were already using a preponderance of the evidence standard for the last 12 years now. And so because that was already the standard, there wasn't really anything to do. And even now with the new guidance, because the new guidance doesn't say you can't use that standard, they haven't changed anything again. So we'll see what happens there. But for other colleges and universities, and this may include UNR in the future, depending on how the rules actually do change, the threat of noncompliance is a real thing. And since 2011, when the Dear Colleague letter was put into place, the Office of Civil Rights has opened 450 investigations into colleges and universities that might be mishandling Title IX investigations. And about 350 of those investigations are still active. I should say, though, for its part, UNR has not been investigated, at least since this new round of investigations.
And how are victims and victim advocates responding to all of this?
It depends on who you ask. I talked to a victim for this story, Brooke, who was sexually assaulted twice during her time at UNR. She wasn't too hopeful that DeVos's new rules are going to change things for the better, especially when it comes to this alleged false reporting. So let's hear from her.
It's not as black and white as a woman goes and says this happened and the assaulter is given like a guilty verdict. Like, no, there's still a massive trial, and Betsy DeVos is trying to further discredit women's voices from the already deeply marginalized position that they are in.
Brooke wasn't happy with the Obama rules either, though. She said there was still plenty of room for victim shaming and victim blaming. The two victim advocates I spoke to were also fairly skeptical of the changes. But if you compare the environment at UNR, which hasn't been investigated by the Education Department since those changes in 2011, to a place like Cornell, which has been investigated 6 times, there are certainly plenty of administrators and victims and other people tied to this issue who are definitely pleased that the Education Department is finally making these changes.
Jacob Solis, thank you.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman. Jacob Solis is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism.